All right, thank you very much. Yes, it was very interesting listening to your panel discussions. It's very interesting to hear that all the issues that you have is some of those issues we certainly have as well, not all, and perhaps our two industries should work more and more together, I think, to solve these problems together. Okay, so I'm going to talk a little bit about some preliminary results that we've done between comparing rotor and saw ginning, something that's you guys in the US have certainly done a lot, but in Australia this is still something foreign. I'll just give you a little bit of a background about the industry. Probably most of you know. The most common type of cotton grown in Australia obviously is upland cotton. Only a very small percentage, less than 1% of our crop is extra long staple. In actual fact, there hasn't been any extra long staple grown for the last 3 years because it's not financially viable for us. Most of our cotton, as opposed to here in the US, is under irrigation, with only a very small percentage of the cotton is actually rain-fed. Probably it varies between 5 to 20%, and the 20% will only be there if the price of cotton is viable for the producer to do so. But generally speaking, our rain-grown cotton or dryland cotton is about 5%, so it's very, very small. Cotton is 100% mechanically harvested with spindle pickers. We only have a very small number of harvesters, probably only a handful that does the dryland cotton. As opposed to your situation, and I listened to Dr. Valco's, I read Dr. Valco's presentation last year at the Beltwide and just picked it up here. You have 663 odd gins. We only have 39 super high capacity gins. If you put that in context, our crop is about a third the size of yours, and we only have 39 super high capacity gins, and we also have three roller gins, and these three roller gins, as I said, haven't been operational for the last 3 or 4 years. Just to put it in picture, in Australia, a gin in Australia, generally speaking, we have about a 110-day ginning season, and a gin has to do about 100,000 bales. That's the average. Our average is about 1,000 bales a day is what our gins work. Our biggest gin in the country does about 325,000 bales a season, and it punches out a bale every 40 seconds, just to sort of put it in context. Also, the bulk of our upland cotton is used for the production of any 30 to 39 yarn counts, which is sort of the basic commodity yarns, and a very small proportion of our cotton is used in what we call the premium range cottons, which is sort of the 40 to 59 NE. And certainly there's certainly a big interest in our industry to try and move in out of the commodity market more into the premium market, but that then obviously means that we need to grow finer, longer and stronger fibers to do so, and we're certainly on the road to do this. So what's the reason for the study? Well, the reason for the study really is to determine, quantify, and compare the differences, if any, of the fiber quality and turnout of upland cotton harvested using a spindle picker and ginned using saw and rotor ginning systems. The benefits of rotor ginning are certainly well known in the industry. You know, we know that when you rotor gin cotton, you should get longer cotton, you should have less short fiber content, you have less neps. On the downside, of course, the production is a lot less, it costs a lot more. You have a bit more trash in the cotton and also a little bit more seed coat fragments as well. So really this was sort of to see, to compare, because certainly for myself as a researcher, I'm afraid that the rotor gins in Australia are probably going to be ripped out in the next year or two because they've been idle. And there has been talk that the rotor gins will go. And even the super high, the high capacity rotor gins, which produce four to five bales an hour, certainly in our context will not be viable. So that's the reason why this was initiated. So the trial we took one field in St. George. So that's up here. And I just got a message from the guys in St. George that they're experiencing 47 degrees C weather at the moment, which is fantastic for the cotton plant as long as you can keep water to it. We used one variety. We used the Sicala 340 BRF, which is a long staple upland variety. This field was harvested by the JD7760. As you're probably aware, 80% of our crop, or perhaps even 90% of our crop, is harvested with the JD7760. We've got over 300 of them floating around in Australia. The moisture was constantly monitored to make sure we keep under the 12%. We took 61 random modules from this field, and we produced 259 bales, which is not a lot, but certainly it's enough to give you an indication. And the samples, bale samples, were classed by HVI and APHIS, so we can have a look at the differences. So this is just some information about the trial. We used the Rhodogen, so 36 modules went to the Rhodogen, and we produced 146 bales from that with a gin turnout of 40.2. Sawgen 1, we sent 23 modules, we produced 102 bales, and a gin turnout of 41. And Sawgen 2, which is the same gin, what we have in Australia is our Rhodogens are actually, we have a Rhodogens on the one side and Sawgens on the one on the other side, so it's one ginning plant. So we did just two round modules in that gin as well, just to sort of for comparison's sake. And below there you've got some gin details. The Rhodogen was seven consolidated roach and knife gin stands, followed by one inclined cylinder cleaner equipped with seven spike cylinders, and followed by one super jet cleaner. Production of 14 bales per hour from these seven. Sawgen 1, which is 4 by 170 Lummis gin stands, followed by one super jet and two Sentinel lint cleaners. Production 60 bales per hour. And then Sawgen 2, which was 2 by 198 consolidated gin stands, followed by one super jet and two super 120 lint cleaners. Production 38 bales per hour. The gin turnout was a little bit disappointing. When you read the literature, they always say that the gin turnout from roller ginning, generally speaking, is higher than Sawgen because you don't do the lint cleaning. Well, we didn't find much difference. We were hoping, but we didn't find much difference. In actual fact, the gin turnout across all three of these gins is actually about 2 to 3% less than what we would have expected, which our variety trials have shown that you should get. So certainly from a gin turnout point of view, it doesn't look like a viable option to roller gin upland cotton, from our perspective anyway. Looking at the quality data, I'll start at the bottom looking at the colour grade. Australian base grade is 31.3, so the roller ginning we've got 21.2, and then our sawgins we've got 11.2. Again, that's expected. Roller ginning, because there's less cleaning in there, you'd expect that the grade would be a little bit more inferior to the sawgins. But certainly, that's certainly very good results, as I say, because 31.3 is our base grade. We look at the length between the Rhodogen. I won't worry so much about Sawgen 2, but those were only two modules, and that was just put in there just as a little bit of a comparison. So we'll just focus on the first two lines. We can certainly see that Rhodogen is quite a bit longer. It's a 40, 41, 32nd. And the sawginning is a 40 32nd. So there's one 32nd in it between roller and saw. The strength results, although the roller gin cotton produced a stronger cotton, these results were again a little bit disappointing. We were hoping to achieve 33, 34. So again, although it's good, our base grade is 29 grams per tech. So from that perspective, it's good. Micron air is sort of around the 4.5 area, which is okay. Total neps, again, with the roller ginning, we can see that certainly roller ginning produces a lot less neps than saw ginning, as we'd expect. Although the difference is not, it's just over 50, it's not a lot. And perhaps the reason for that is that the saw ginning, we used Sentinel lint cleaners, which are a little bit not as rigorous as normal lint cleaners. On the fiber nip side, we can certainly see that there's a big difference. Seed coat fragments is about the same. There was no difference. Obviously, short fiber content, as measured by the APHIS equipment, we can also see there that obviously there's less short fiber content. And as expected, the visible foreign matter, again from the APHIS, is there as well. So I don't think there's any surprises in the results. I think the issue that we have with these results is that, yes, rota ginning seems to produce better quality cotton, but is that difference really, does it warrant us going to from sore to rota? So to conclude, we found no differences in gin turnout. The rota gin cotton was classified as strict middling, as a 21, and the sore ginning certainly good middling, which is 11, so that's pretty good. The upper half mean length, rota ginning is about half a 0.5 inch longer, or 1/32nd, with better uniformity and short fiber index. The bundle strength of the rota ginning cotton was stronger, but it's below 1 grams per tech, so you know we're not sure whether that's really viable. Rota ginning cotton certainly had between 50 and 90 fibrous neps less than sore ginning, which is a good thing. There were no differences really in seed coat neps, and obviously rota ginning cotton had more trash, dust, and visible foreign matter. So the question is this good enough? Australian cotton, as you're probably aware, already receives a premium between 2 and 5 US cents a pound. And you know, is this fiber properties that are better? Will it result in higher premiums? We don't know. But even more importantly is how will the rota ginning cotton perform in a textile mill? So I've just been informed that the container has left Australia and should be in India at the end of this month. So I'll be spending February in India doing these trials to have a look and see whether there's any positives from a spinning point of view. Some acknowledgements on this. Obviously, this research has been funded by the Cotton Research and Development Corporation and also CSRO, who I work for. Obviously, the grower who donated his cotton, and obviously the two gins that did the ginning, the classing facility that classed the cotton, and also the technical assistance of the staff at the CSRO. So that's just a very quick overview summary of what we have found. So any questions, perhaps? Yes?
What kind of reclaimer did you use in the roller gin?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Might have something to do with your turnout, not knowing.
Yeah.
Surprising.
Yeah, we were surprised too, to be honest. We expected more.
Sometimes we'll see the rota ginning as weaker and not stronger.
If you read the literature, it they do say that from time to time tends to happen because there's a lot more short fiber content in the saw. So in the literature, normally is not clear. Sometimes they say rota ginning cotton is weaker than saw. Not quite exactly sure why.
Did you say you use a central leg cleaner behind?
Yes.
All the rota ginning as well as
saw? No. The rota ginning had a completely separate. Yeah. And I think if we do this. This trial with probably normal lint cleaners, not Sentinels, and just saw bat lint cleaners, perhaps the results would have been a lot wider. But as it is, this is we try to use one of the better quality saw gins in the country to really be able to see if there's any differences.
Any others?
Good. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Very interesting.